This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
The manhunt is continuing to be underway in Maine as the suspect is still at large, who murdered 18 people, wounding at least 13 others. And now we understand that even Border Patrol, ATF, and some 80 FBI agents are now joining in the manhunt as well, and I hope that they're going to find their quarry here much sooner than later, obviously, because this person is still considered to be armed and dangerous. And if you see Robert Card, if you recognize him from any of the news broadcasts, be sure to contact the police. Dial 911. Don't try to approach this person, but let the police know what you're seeing. And folks, welcome back to the program, of course. Hour number four, it's the 5 o'clock hour on the East Coast, and we're glad that you're with us. Kyle Warren with you, and our telephone number, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. If you want to send us a direct message this morning, head on over to my website, my home website of kylewarrenshow.com. You can click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and we'll see that here during the program, and we can talk about it. All right, without further ado, let's bring in our good friend Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com and, of course, author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, here we are. We made it. It's Friday morning. I can't believe it. What a week. And I've been waiting to talk with you because I want to find out your take, of course, on the actions taken against the Iran proxies in Syria.
Well, I mean, they lit the fuse. You know, they lit the fuse. If they're going to act like this and they're going to use that kind of aggression, then we are going to come back with a solid response, not over the top. It's not provocative. It's just a response that they need to understand is going to incrementally escalate if they continue doing what they're doing. We have to protect not only our people over there, but our assets as well, and that includes allies. So, you know, we don't want to light the candle, but we do have to respond. So, you know, I don't have a lot of occasion to say good job, Biden administration, but at least they responded.
Well, I agree, and some have wanted it to go even further. Of course, that remains to be seen. That's, you know, we'll see how that goes. But obviously, the reprisals here, you know, they're saying, well, these are not connected to the war in Israel, which is, you know, going to be a hard sell to people because everything's happening all at the same time. And Iran, of course, while they do through their proxies, do attack our personnel on a regular basis, it's hard to separate the two things now. It seems like it's all connected.
Oh, it's impossible to separate the two things, and that's just a fact. Anybody who's been aware since Korea, and especially through Vietnam, and then the Cold War, understands that we fight proxy wars today. If it wasn't for the overt actions of a terrorist group, we wouldn't have gone straight ahead at the Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. It would have been something much more akin to a proxy war. But that's what the world does today. They find a skirmish. They find an issue. They find something that's been festering for decades, if not centuries, and they pick sides, and they fund them, and they give them weapons, and they give them intelligence, but they never go head to head. So I'm not surprised that there's a proxy, this proxy war is happening. Mm-hmm. But make no mistake, it's the United States looking at Iran, China, Russia, North Korea, and saying we have to respond. You know, so what's the next move on the chess match?
Good question. Good question indeed, because you have all these players, and I think there's a lot of trying to overwhelm the United States at this point. Certainly, we're living in a world now, Frank, where the president of the United States, Joe Biden, who we typically don't really agree with on much of anything, but yet he's taking flack because he's supported Israel publicly. And even his poll numbers have gone down among Democrats, evidently because of this. It's just a weird world we live in.
Well, Democrats should look at themselves and examine themselves and ask why they would disapprove of defending our number one ally in the Middle East when they were blatantly attacked in civilian areas. And when the people who did attack them are screaming death to you, and they're meeting in places like Lebanon and conferring on how to eliminate and win the war. What's wrong with Democrats that they're looking at somebody who said we have to stand with Israel, and they say we don't approve of your actions? Hamas is a designated terror organization by the U.S. State Department. They've acted as a terror group. They tried to go legitimate, you know, about 30 years ago. Well, we're not going to do terror anymore. We're going to become a political party. But that's a facade.
Right.
You know, so what – try to tell me what – how you can support a group – that claims it's a political party, but has military operations.
Well, sure. It doesn't make any sense. And it just shows that they're just trying to find some angle, you know, into things.
Yeah, it's plausible deniability.
Yeah.
You know, and as far as the college campuses are concerned, I don't know why we're listing the kids who are supposed to be going to a place to learn anyway.
All right, Frank Silvato, hold the line there real quick. We're going to come right back. We got a lot more to talk about, everybody. We got to pay a couple of bills, but we will see you on the other side. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Rayner.
Third Watch.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded.
So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
I that never gets old, does it, folks? But we're not going to bed anytime soon because we are up and we are racing across your radio dial all through the overnight hours in the AM. And we've got a lot more to tell you about. We got Frank Silvato. He's going to be with us here in just a moment, again, from undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And don't forget the number if you'd like to call in if you have a question for Frank this morning, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And without further ado, let's welcome back Frank Silvato. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, I tell you what, you know, we got a caller on the line. Why don't we go ahead and take the call here and find out what they might want to talk about.
You got it.
All right. Line two, Mary in St. Pete, I think that's you. Good morning.
Good morning. It's too bad this show is so hard to understand tonight, but it's a great example of living in the matrix where you have AM radio signals either don't come through correctly, but it is a determinant to receiving information, which is kind of like an example of what's going on in the world anyway. So it's really hard to comment when you can't, you're not even able to understand information coming in tonight.
Well, yeah, and I do appreciate your call earlier, Mary. As a matter of fact, we did pass on this issue to the station engineers, so they are aware of it, and if there's any issue, they're going to be taking care of it, but we do appreciate it. Do you have a question for Frank this morning?
I did. Everything he talks about a lot seems more so that you're just living in a matrix. And I don't know how you get out of it. It seems like the problems in the world are so big that I really don't know what, how you get out of it. It's not a national level. It's like a global thing. Do you have an answer for that, Mr. Frank? Thank you.
Thanks, Mary. Take care. So, yeah, Frank, what do you think? Are we living in the Matrix? What do you think?
Well, to a certain extent, we are. I mean, the powers are the powers because we give them the power.
Right.
You know, there's a reason I wrote the book Nullification. Yes, it's specific to U.S. federal government. But when you don't allow them to have the power, they don't have it. And if people in the West around the world would start understanding that, then the powers that be become a little bit more hobbled. You know, you saw what happened when Brexit happened over there. Now, is Britain better off because they're out of Brexit? I believe so. The people of Britain believe so. Is it perfect? No. But it's better than it was over here in the United States. And I was very pleased to get a letter from Governor Kristi Noem yesterday of South Dakota, who said not only did she receive the book, but she's told her staff that she wants them to read it, and then they want to talk about it. So here in the United States, we do have the power. Our Constitution is written a certain way that we can reverse things that have happened ever since Woodrow Wilson to give power back to a more local level.
Mm-hmm.
That just doesn't stop with the states. You need to bring it back to your counties as well. But you need to start somewhere. And starting at that place arrives at, we're not going to give you the power anymore.
Well, so, indeed. Yeah, because the power derives from the people. And that has become, you know, it's almost subversive these days, you know, to say such a thing, right? You know, but back in the day, John Lennon was singing Power to the People, yet we're pretty much saying the same kind of thing right now.
Yeah, Lennon was coming at it from a different
point. Right, I agree. He had a different perspective. But yet, you see how it's morphed. I mean, that was what, now just about 50 years ago or so. But here we go again, and we're trying to make sure that the people do empower the government, not the other way around.
Well, as we've gotten, you know, we've gone through a few generations where no one can do anything wrong. You know, and people are empowered because of self-esteem instead of merit. And when that happens, they tend to want things to be done for them, and they get sucked into that, hey, we're the government. We can take care of you. We'll create a program for this. And that morphed into, I'm going to go to Washington. If you elect me, I can take care of this for you. And all of a sudden, being elected to office is about what you can do for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the pork that comes back, basically.
Yeah, so it's not about going and legislating well for the people, because 50% of legislating well is not passing something.
Yeah, everything has to become a law. Every single time something happens, the legislator runs out and says, I'm going to pass a law to do thus and so. And it's like, do we need a law to do thus and so? I mean, you know, why can't we exist in our existing framework?
Well, we've gotten to the point where so many laws have been passed from the vantage point that, okay, we're going to let the alphabet agencies figure out the minutiae of this, but we're going to pass this law and we'll take care of clean air. But we'll empower the EPA to figure out how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten to a place where the bureaucracy is so thick that when we hear the media trying to sell this garbage of the government's going to shut down. The government is going to shut down, and no one will be able to have anything because the government's shutting down. That's garbage. The bureaucracy keeps rolling along. It doesn't stop. Nothing stops. The military just doesn't stop and go home.
Right.
The IRS certainly doesn't stop and go home. And all the pay is retroactive. So whenever you hear that, the government's going to shut down. It's garbage. Because we've legislated to a point where our elected officials mean very little in Washington, D.C.
Right.
It's a bureaucracy in K Street. So one more reason to disempower the federal government, and that not only means the use of nullification to bring power back to the states, but we have to start dismantling the bureaucracy, and that means getting rid of redundant agencies.
Indeed. I tell you what, Back M and Bob, I think we've got on the line. Do you have a question for Frank? Good morning, Back M and Bob.
Yes. I want to ask Frank, do you think it's time to disengage from a lot of our overseas stuff? In other words, we need to apply a little nullification to some of these overseas things like NATO, all these different treaties that we're involved in, because these make commitments, and these commitments, I think, are going to turn dangerous for us. And and the other thing is, too, here in the United States, we need to dissolve a lot of these federal agencies, just like you're saying, and have things on a much more local level, because, in effect, our legislatures mean virtually nothing when we've given the federal all these agencies all this power.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think?
Thanks, Beck M and Bob.
Well, I'm no fan of the United Nations. I think it's useless. They've gone well beyond their mission statement in trying to become a global government. It was supposed to be a meeting place to avert war. We've seen how poorly they've achieved that goal. But they suck money out of every country and then pretend that they get to bestow it because they are a governing body. They're not. It's a failed organization that really should be disbanded all the way around. Organizations like the World Health Organization come out of there. It's ridiculous. The IAEA, which, you know, well, they've got teeth in that agency. Just ask Iran. You know, it's those things are antiquated thoughts that have failed, and we should depart from them. Aside from talk, that's mm-hmm. fine. As far as NATO, gotta have it. It's an alliance. But remember, when we hear all these treaties and things like that, that the president likes to come out and the secretary of state likes to come out and say, well, this is a beautiful thing, we've entered into a treaty. Treaties have to be okay by the Senate.
That's right.
They have to be brought to the Senate in order for us to be in a treaty. And a treaty hasn't been passed by the U.S. Senate since I was born.
I think you're right about that. And you know what, Frank? Our lines are really lighting up this morning. We've got more callers holding on. Can you stick around for a third segment?
You bet.
Excellent. All right, folks. We're going to continue on here with Frank Salvato here in just a moment, because we have to pay a couple of bills, of course. A short break is coming your way, but a lot of great information as well. We're back with more with Frank Salvato. Callers who are holding on right now, please hold on, and we are going to come right back in just two shakes. Stay right there.
Because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard is now assisting in the manhunt for a suspected mass shooter in Maine. The Coast Guard is using sea and air assets to help look for 40-year-old Robert Card. 18 people were killed in the town of Lewiston after a shooter opened fire inside a bowling alley and a bar last night. Residents in the area have been asked to continue to shelter in place as the manhunt for Card continues. After taking fire from Iranian proxies in the Middle East for the past couple of weeks, injuring roughly a couple dozen U.S. personnel, the United States has hit back last night. Two facilities in eastern Syria used by Iranian-backed militia groups were described as self-defense strikes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement that at President Biden's direction, the strikes were carried out at facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. A TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Money? I think I know the answer to this. I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this. Where's the money? Well, it's either in the mattress or it's in the garage with the Corvette. I'm almost positive about that. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in this morning and opine. And we've held over Frank Silvato here from undergroundusa.com and, of course, the author of the book Nullification. Our phone lines are lighting up like a Christmas tree. We really like that. And so, once again, good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Good morning. All right. Well, let's go. We've got these callers who have been holding patiently on the line. All right. So line three, you're on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. Anthony from Tampa, Florida.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah. You know, I keep hearing about these talks about and fear about these terrorist operatives in our country. Well, they're already here. They're in those marches, those Free Palestine marches with the history class failures from these universities, these ignoramuses. Whatever terrorists are rising are going to rise from within those groups because, I mean, the kookness, the severe morbidity of these individuals to the extreme of calling for genocide to the Jews, demonic, totally demonic. And then again, you know, it's surprising that it's taken that October 7th massacre in Israel by demonic Hamas to cause the left, the Jews on the left, be it the politicians, and celebrities to all of a sudden open their eyes to the reality that there's a people group out there that wants to see them eliminated from this planet. So it's just baffling how it all of a sudden it came to their awakening that there's a group that wants them eliminated. Frank, you know, amazing that it's come to this, that it came to the October 7th massacre for that side of the political field to actually awaken to reality. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, it's, the straw that breaks the camel's back, you know, no pun intended, but there are just some things you cannot look away from. When he talked about the terrorists across the borders being amongst the people who are on the campuses protesting, I look at the people on campuses protesting as useful idiots.
Yeah.
They are uneducated, ill-informed, and their emotions are ginned up beyond their capacity to understand what they're actually asking for. Do we have operatives across our border? Absolutely. They were here even before 9/11. They have continued to come into our country after 9/11. It trickled for a little bit there after 9/11, but they're right back to it. There's in any major city, you can find cells for Hezbollah. You can find representatives, quote unquote, for Hamas. But you can find people who are actively engaged in activities with Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. They've been here. So when it comes time, if in fact they ever decide to pull the pin on the Islamic grenade here, we've got some problems. And sadly enough, we've got people in Washington who will run interference for them, saying you can't look into them. You can't, because that's Islamophobic. You know, so, you know, get ready for – it's not a matter of if it's going to happen again. It is going to happen again.
Yeah, that's so. Sadly, I think you're right about that. See, that's the thing. I think people are wondering if another shoe's going to drop because the operatives are already here.
Well, I don't think it's going to be in conjunction with what's happening in the Middle East here, because Iran really wants to goad us into a shooting war over there so they can actually – they do want to take out Israel. That will be the move if the U.S. goes into a shooting war over this issue over there. They will go full in. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard, it will be a movement. And sadly, we will see U.S. military equipment used in that, because we left a couple billion dollars worth of it over in Afghanistan.
I know. And that's just, it's unconscionable. I tell you what, let's get to the other callers waiting patiently there. Line 4, you're on the air with Frank Salvato and myself. Good morning.
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you're on. Good morning.
Hey, Kyle, how's it going?
It's going great this morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Neil. I'm calling from Henderson.
Oh, Neil. Nevada. Okay, yeah. Neil from Henderson, Nevada. 101.5 KDON. Sure. Good morning.
Yes. What did we leave? $80 billion worth of equipment and Bagram Air Force Base before we pulled out?
Yeah, it was sizable. I was thinking more along the lines of 8, but when you look at what we've done,
I think it might be 80 billion, but I don't know. Let's forget about the numbers. Oh, and I got no inside information about this. I'm not a military guy, but it appears to me that Iran is trying to drag us into a war of attrition with Israel. They want to expand this thing. It's very dangerous. I don't know if Israel has the manpower to fight a two-front war, you know, in Gaza and, you know, on the border of Lebanon. You know, I don't know. If this is a war that could go on for like 4 years, 3 or 4 years, there's going to be a price to pay to destroy Hamas and Hezbollah. And just my guess is that Iran would like to expand this, involve us as well in a war of attrition. And I mean, we've, you know, thrown $150 billion already at Ukraine, which When you're talking about the budget, no more money for Ukraine. End it, period. You know, no more money for the UN. End it, period. No more money for the World Health Organization. You know, end it. I want to make another comment. I want to target the FBI. All right, you're talking about, like, you know, the terrorist cells that we have in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher Wray, he's the perfect stooge for this administration. He is deaf, dumb, and blind. He really is. Congress charters the FBI and the CIA. Okay? The Biden administration, I think, budgeted the FBI with $11 billion this year. What are we getting for our money? Nothing. Nothing. I think they are of no value to this country anymore, both the FBI and the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
The charters need to be revoked. They need to be dissolved, and they need to create some other agency, downsized agency, have an international division and a national division. The FBI, in my opinion, has no utility for this country anymore. I'd like to get your opinion.
Well, thanks, Neil. In Henderson, Nevada, and Frank, we got about a minute or so to respond. So thanks again, Neil.
All righty. Have a good night.
You too. Thanks. Yeah, what do you think, Frank?
Well, you're not going to see those organizations be eliminated because they use them in a political fashion today. And if you're asking a politician to affect a political response to be responsible to the people, you're smoking something that's legal, you know, in a bunch of states now that wasn't back in the 70s. You know, so the FBI, hell, Christopher Wray is not a stooge. He's an operative. He's a political operative. Look what they did with Hunter Biden. You know, this is why they're in place. It's corrupt. And the only way to get away from that corruption is to give the power back to the states. That's the first step. We don't need a replacement for the FBI. They're a redundant organization. Every single state has a Bureau of Investigation, whether it's Georgia, Illinois, California, New York. So why can't we just create a cooperative network between the states for information on the style of Interpol and be done with the FBI since it's corrupt? You can't reform a corrupt organization when politicians get to fuel it. It just doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, interesting, indeed. Well, yeah, I mean, I think people are wondering, you know, how can everything or anything actually ever really be cleaned up, you know, and because it seems like it's gone so far.
You got to kill K Street first. You better kill K Street first, because when you can dump money into a politician's pockets and say, spend it how you'd like, it's really neat.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Well, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Thanks again. Frank Salvato, everybody. And we are going to come right back with Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Yeah, we don't have the chocolate chip ice cream, but we got something better than that. We got Patrick Hyland. He's holding on the line this morning, and we're going to start talking a little bit about sports here in just a moment. And I'm really excited because there's a lot going on right now in sports. It's going to get exciting as we head towards the World Series, and, of course, the NFL is in full swing. And, folks, don't forget, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you have a question for Patrick Hyland, of course, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone, heard on Sunday mornings on AM 860. The answer, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Cal. Good morning, America. And beautiful morning it is. And let's all have a safe and fun weekend and wherever you are. And I hope it's a nice weather and in good times. So we're going to have a great game tonight, Kyle. World Series starts. You said it. Okay, Texas Rangers hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks. Who can win four games out of seven to be World Series champions? Nobody thought the Rangers and Diamondbacks would be here, but they pulled it off. So pretty exciting. Well, a lot of fun for a lot of people.
It is. Right? It is because You know, you've got two teams that we haven't seen, obviously, for a long time, I think, in the World Series, and it's not sort of a standard issue matchup here. So this is going to be good because both teams are going to want this more than anything in the world. I think we're going to see a lot of great baseball.
I sure hope so. They both have their nuances. Arizona, if they can get hot with the pitching like they've been, they can hold down the Rangers' bats. But there's a formidable lineup with the Rangers. They've got a lot of firepower over there. So we'll see if it's going to be a high-scoring or a low-scoring affair during this World Series, Cal. A lot of people are anxious to see how that plays out. And then how about college football tomorrow? Man, we got some good matchups. Oklahoma at Kansas, 12 o'clock. Indiana's going to Penn State. And Florida State's going up to good old Wake Forest to see if they can take on the Deacons at 12 o'clock. And then 3:30 special, we have Oregon against Utah. And then the big one, Kyle, we don't like calling it that anymore, but it is what it is. The outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville, Florida. The Georgia Bulldogs will be taking on the Florida Gators. And on this great station, AM 860, tune in and you can listen to the game. Okay, so here in Tampa Bay. Love being the home station for the Gators, Kyle.
That is cool. Really enjoying that. Yeah, that is definitely cool.
And then we have Texas taking on BYU. And Duke and Louisville, Pittsburgh will take on Notre Dame at 3:30. So you got two great games going on there, in my opinion. Then Tulane and Rice, and USC and Cal, and then Tennessee and Kentucky at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So that's going to be exciting. Washington's taking on Stanford. Now Washington's trying to stay in the hunt to get to that championship. Right there with Florida State, they're kind of battling back and forth for that fourth and fifth position. Now, when Michigan and Ohio State play, one of those will obviously drop out when one of them wins. So it's going to be exciting here the last few weeks of the football season. Ohio State will take on Wisconsin tomorrow night also. So that's pretty much your round out of your top teams for tomorrow. And, you know, hopefully you know, I like when it stays pretty much undefeated. A bunch of teams are one losses to the end because it makes it fun discussion. Who should be in the playoff? Who shouldn't, Kyle? Any college team you're pulling for specifically?
Not specifically, but who do you think is who is the biggest underdog right now in college football?
To get to the championship, probably Oregon. They're probably the biggest underdog to go the distance, but crazy things have happened. They can make a real statement if they take it to Utah in Utah tomorrow at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Georgia, man, it just seems the way they've been playing though, Kyle, talking about the opposite side of underdog. It's like they can't be touched. Again, and the funny thing is they have a nice offensive line. You know, everybody wants the skilled players and positions. I get it. They're the exciting, you know, players. But it all happens up front. And Georgia's controlled that the last few years. For people who didn't get the information, Cal kind of let the folks know. Last night in Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills held on to win 24-18 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it was a good game. Back and forth. And,
but still... You know, sorry for the Bucks on that.
Yeah. You know, AM 860, the Tampa Bay station
that's right.
Broadcast from. You know, we're all Bucks fans down here.
Absolutely.
And just, but we knew going up to Buffalo on a Thursday after they lost to New England was going to be a tough one to pull out. And they hung in there. Buffalo's a good team. It's kind of funny, though. One week Buffalo looks like they're ready to win the Super Bowl, and the next week you go, man. I mean, are they even going to make the playoffs? You know, that makes it tough, though. That's why the NFL is as exciting as it is. There's a lot more parity, but it's tough. It's a long season. 17 games for these guys now. It's tough on the body. So
Well, sure. And the whole Thursday night football issue, you know, do you think that's ever going to be resolved one way or the other? Or is it just sort of a necessary evil for these teams because they got to go play in the middle of the week then?
Yeah, no, I don't care for it to begin with you, Kyle. I don't think it's good for the players. You know, people enjoy it. I mean, I get that. And the NFL's making money off it. If they weren't making money, Kyle, you know they would scrap it immediately. But it's kind of funny how that works. You know, I wish the NFL would really be a little bit more cognizant of their players and their fans. You know, obviously, it's a money-making proposition, and that's fine. We're a capitalist society, and God bless America for it. But, you know, when you start doing things that could be a little bit on the edge of ethical and right, that's where I think you go over the edge. And, you know, you're not looking at the best interests of all parties. I don't think that's a good thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends if it's survival or are you trying to make billions on top of billions. Then you start to have to question it. I believe that's my theory, my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Some people agree, some people don't. But that's okay. That's what makes the world go around, Kyle.
Indeed, indeed.
What's your thoughts on that, with that my statement?
No, but I hear what you're saying, because obviously, I mean, football is a very demanding sport, you know, in the sense that, you know, these players are always getting, you know, bunged up, you know, beyond everything, it seems. And so it just seems like to go in the middle of the week again is probably just so hard on them physically that it could affect the game in other ways if you had to play during the middle of the week, for example.
Amen, Kyle. You said it perfectly. Folks, you know, just to let the people know, Kyle, you know, things that are tough out there. We're in Medicare season right now, and it's a maze to figure out, you know, what to do with your Medicare choices. Anybody I can help out in that realm, give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. And, you know, we'll sit down and talk and see how I can be of assistance to you. Kyle, always a pleasure. God bless you, and God bless the audience, and everybody have a safe and fun weekend, and do a random act of kindness for your fellow man. We need to get back to that. A little bit more civility in this country would go a long way, Kyle. God bless you, my friend.
Thanks, Patrick. God bless you, too, and take care. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thanks. Look forward to it.
All right. Thanks again. Patrick Hyland, everybody, host of The Sports Zone. You can hear him on right here on AM 860 The Answer, our flagship station there in Tampa, Florida. And that's going to be on Saturdays, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. So, folks, it's coming to the end here of another great week of broadcasting here. We're going to be back, of course, for the weekend program, and that is a three-hour program, and in many ways it's very special because it gets played at different times on different affiliates throughout the weekend, so we get a chance to talk to some different folks out there across the country. But we are so glad that you are there. Thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for the callers. We appreciate everybody at AM 860. Appreciate everybody at GC. And we appreciate you, the listeners and the callers that make this thing go. Kyle Warren with you, the best job in the world I have, and I am thankful to you for that. Take care. We'll see you on the next program on the weekend show.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.